Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Palm Sunday, the beginning of our holiest week of the church year, and it begins, as we did today, with a parade. The service today started with the commemoration of that triumphant march into the city on a donkey. Jesus is riding into town knowing that this will ultimately mean his death. Let's think about all the parades you have seen in your own life. In small towns, we all know that we have a lot more parades than they do in the big city. We have parades for the county fair, and we have parades to celebrate holidays, and we have parades when our local sports team wins a championship, or maybe even almost a championship. We have parades a lot. A parade is a big celebration with bands and music and horses, and some years over in Belleville, a whole herd of longhorn cattle come through town in a parade. A little scary. And everyone stands on the sidelines and cheers or claps as the people come by in cars or tractors or trucks or even on foot. And in today's gospel lesson, there's the story of the aftermath of the parade or the entry into Jerusalem, as first the 12 join for the Last Supper, and then the long reading we have today when Jesus is crucified. On Good Friday, we will again revisit the crucifixion, but today let's consider that meal at the beginning of our gospel message today. And it's that meal that we commemorate every Sunday, that meal that we consider during our Lenten Bible study, that meal that Jesus shared with his disciples and we share each Sunday. The Last Supper is that moment in the life of Christ when he gives us a way to remember him, to celebrate his life and resurrection. But it requires that we first spend some time, we first look at this death that had to occur in order to allow him to be resurrected. It reminds each one of us that we must also experience death in order to have eternal life. And no, not always literally, but rather figuratively, we must give up our worldly ways and consider living a Christ-like life. And to live a Christ-like life, we need to get to know this man, Jesus Christ. We've spent time during our Lenten season getting to know Christ through St. Benedict's rule of life, but we can look at all of Christ's life as it comes together at this meal, this Last Supper. This Last Supper, all the disciples are sitting at the dinner table, and Jesus is at the head of the table, and you can imagine as he looks to his brothers and he uses the very words we're reminded of when the bread is consecrated and the wine is consecrated each Sunday. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me and this cup, the new covenant in my blood. And then the disciples, instead of listening to this very important message, they begin to bicker over who is it is going to betray Jesus, and then they begin to fight and bicker over who's the most important, who's the best. Jesus stops that bickering, and he reminds the 12 that even those who think they're the best and the most loyal will in fact deny their relationship with Christ, as we see Peter. And Jesus shows us once again, it's not about who's most important and who's best. Our job as Christians is to serve, not to be served or to be most important. Jesus reminds us, even those of us who think we're most faithful, that we will fail from time to time. like I did most recently on a weekday lunch in Belleville. I was craving a hamburger, and so we went to the hill in Belleville. I was there with my little family, and I got my hamburger and my beautiful French fries, and I just started chomping down and eating, never remembering to give thanks to God for that meal that we received. Even those of us who say they are faithful sometimes forget. And so ours is not a parade in which we are the grand marshals. Rather, we are the one who runs behind the horses with the broom and the shovel and the bucket. And we scoop the horse leavings so the twirlers who are coming behind will not have to step into, well, you know, the stuff. Ours is to be the last in the parade, making sure that all have been served and all are safe. So how can you serve today? How can you die today to your worldly ways and appetites? Just keep trying every day, and keep your shovel and broom or pitchfork handy and ready to serve. Is there a neighbor who might need you? Maybe when you look around today, you see someone's missing from church. Maybe you ought to call them and make sure they're safe and let them know they were missed today. Or maybe this Holy Week is the week you'll reach out and invite a friend or a family member to join you in church. And on that special Sunday, one Sunday from right now, when we celebrate our holiest of holy holidays, that beautiful service where our altar is filled with lilies, maybe this is the week in which you extend that invitation. The Last Supper really was the first supper for us as believers. And while it was the Last Supper that Christ enjoyed with his disciples, it was a clear and tangible way that we can begin our week on the right foot. I like to think of it as a cleansing meal in which my sins are washed away and I'm forgiven all that is past, and I can move into the future with joy and excitement and start my week knowing that I am beloved and I am special. And I am God's chosen one. Each of us can start our weeks knowing you are beloved. You are special. You are God's chosen one. And as you move to the altar this Sunday and receive your meal, consider that first meal, the first time Jesus took the bread and took the cup, and realize what a spiritual gift we share each and every Sunday when we move to our altar together. Amen.